Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Diana Fritchcott-Roth, former chief economist in the Department of Labor for 3 different presidents, director of economics21.org, and an outstanding website that's really producing some great work on keeping us informed on what's really going on out there in the area of public policy. Diana, I want to congratulate you again. You basically launched this thing a few years ago, and it's just doing great.
Thank you very, very much. We put fresh content every day. You can sign up for our morning e-brief by going to economics21.org. You get the best economics articles, including ours, at 8:45 in your inbox every morning.
And she's a very prolific writer, folks, and very smart, as you know. Diana, let's shift over and talk about minimum wage. Now, the Democrats all over the country and cities all over the country are either demanding, or some cities have already put in place, a $15 minimum wage. The Democrats in Congress want a 15. They're unison. They're completely in lockstep on wanting a $15 federal minimum wage. But the research shows, once again, after decade, that raising minimum wage, including folks' research on places where it's already been raised to $15 an hour, hurts the people that are supposed to be helped. Diana, what do you think?
It does. There's been new evidence from Seattle, put together by a group of Washington State University of Washington reporters, and you should have one of them, Jacob Vigdor, who's an adjunct fellow at the Manhattan Institute, on your show. And they have a new data set that examines individual earnings. And what it shows is that hours of work of low-income individuals go down when the minimum wage is raised.
Yep.
Employers hire more skilled workers if they have to pay $15 an hour than if they have to pay $10 an hour or $7.50 an hour, and they use more automation. So that's what this large study showed. And, you know, economists should be grateful to Seattle for raising its wage to $15 an hour, so we can actually measure the effect.
That incubator, it's an incubator. You know, Diana, in the 1970s, I remember when minimum wage was raised, and it caused a spike in inflation. I mean, people really talked about minimum wage being a significant national economic impact, not on the people, but on the overall pressure on the economy. Because when you raise wages, employers had no option but just to pay the increased wage. It rippled through the payroll stack, not just the people at the bottom. And it was inflationary. Today, it's not that big a deal because employers have other options. They can buy a kiosk.
They can do all kinds of things. They can just automate a lot of things. I mean, now you can order your drink at Starbucks before you go in, and many other places too.
Yeah. So these are options. And one of the, sadly, Diana, as you probably know, I'm sure you know, one of the groups that year over year over the last 20 or so years that have been hurt by increased minimum wage has been teenage workers.
Right.
The young people trying to get a job to learn how to be an employee they've lost jobs over that 70.
Exactly. I mean, when my son was 15, he got a job in a bike store paying $7.25 an hour. Now in Montgomery County, the minimum wage is around $11.50.
Wow.
He would not be able to get a job at 15 years old if the employer had to pay him $11.50. And there's no exemption for teens in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taken that job and worked at it for 3 or 4 summers. Now he's working at a startup company building bicycle wheels. So this job has really been useful to him.
Right. So what are we going to do? What do you think?
One thing we need to do, well, everybody wants to vote for minimum wages on these ballot initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
We need to encourage an exemption in the ballot initiative for people 22 and under.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes up, but not for younger people. That would
so
be
would you have helpful. Would you have a starting wage, or would you just not have a wage at the bottom?
Well, I would. The minimum wage would go up, but it wouldn't go up for people under 22 years old.
I got you.
For example,
right.
There would be a an exemption. There is in the federal minimum wage. In the federal minimum wage, you can pay teens $4.50 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But many states with their own minimum wages have overridden the federal minimum.
Well, I tell people who are in favor of raising minimum wage to 15, hey, why don't we just make it 55?
Right.
You know,
or make it the U.S. average, which is around 25.
Yeah,
Everyone understands that.
Let's just do that, you know. Right. It's monopoly money anyway, right?
It's not fair if anyone's paid less than
that. Exactly right. Hey, Diana, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
Diana Frischkut Roth, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Diana joins us. I got to go for this hour. Oh, by the way, economics21.org. I want to remind you about her website. It's a really good one. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blaxengame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blaxengame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.